Paul Wakefield started a business in February of 2007, and just a little bit over a year later, he closed the business, leaving three employees without a job. Now, in October of 2008, he started another business with less than £3 in his bank. That's not even US$2. He had no customers, no internet, no website, just a laptop and a bedroom. And within 30 days, thanks to a joint venture, he made 128 sales on an ebook and made just over £6,000 in profit. But then it all changed. After about seven family funerals in 1 year, he found himself depressed and pretending that life was just okay. After finding a counselor and discovering his true powers, Paul found that he could now help people turn their problems and their knowledge into expert advice that sells online for high prices. Paul is now the author of the international best-selling book, No Excuses, No Limits, with a second book on the way, and learning to be grateful has changed his life. When he stopped making excuses, he became financially free. And Paul, thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
Hey, no problem. Thank you ever so much for inviting me on here. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, congrats to you on being able to get to where you are now, because I know that what you went through was not easy at all. I'm curious to hear a little bit of your story and kind of talk about where you are now and the things that you've been able to do. Tell me how you really brought yourself back up out of this funk, because so many people get stuck in this place and they kind of have two options. Either, stay here forever and settle for a mediocre, average life, working your daily job and just going through the motions. Or you can do what you really want to do. And that's something that you really jumped right in and just said, this is how I'm going to live life. So where were you and what happened when you first started to, just make this decision and take a leap?
Yeah, it's all very strange. I mean, to be fair, I'm 38 now, and I must admit, since being 21, it's been a real kind of roller coaster of the last sort of 17, 18 years or so. And I'll go back before I kind of really answer that, because my 21st birthday was spent at a funeral, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then 5 months afterwards, sadly, I had another five funerals. I lost friends through cancer, car accidents, and stuff like that. And it was then I had my first bit of counseling. I had 4.5 years of counseling then, because I really couldn't get my head round, apart from one person, everyone who I'd lost was younger than me. They were very good friends, dear friends. One of them was my best friend, and they were younger than me. And I could not get my head around the fact that they'd been taken away so young. At the time then, I was, and this isn't something that I'm proud of, I was doing a lot of drugs. As you do, I think, at that age. I think there's a lot of people that have probably, experimented. So I was kind of doing things to my body that I shouldn't have been doing. But yet there was these friends of mine who weren't doing that and got taken away. And that really kind of, got me thinking. And I was like, wow, hang on, this isn't right what I'm doing. I need to change the way I'm thinking. I need to change the people I'm hanging around with. I need to take a different path in life, because I'm either gonna end up dead through drugs or drink, or probably get shot or something silly like that because of the world we live in, or maybe end up in prison, which isn't the life I want to go down. I've got an amazing family, a very small family, and I've been brought up really well. But yeah, I kind of rebelled at that age and started doing things I shouldn't have done. So from then onwards, kind of, yeah, life started changing. I decided that I need to go down a different path, and I needed to create a better circle of friends. So that was kind of always the thing in the back of my mind. And then I'm originally from London. 10 years ago, I moved 300 odd miles away because I met a girl who I was engaged to, settled down. We had the house and was getting married and everything else. And I set up my own business. I had the opportunity to set up my own business. But like you say, unfortunately, sort of 14 months later, ended up closing that business. The pressure, the stresses, and everything else, unfortunately, come in between her and I. We split up. She kept the house, and yeah, I started again, and I literally found myself at rock bottom. I was, like I say, 300 miles away from my family. I split up with a fiance, the girl who I believed was my soulmate. I made a very stupid decision by walking away, and it's something I've kind of lived with in ever since. And yeah, I was at rock bottom, but although I had no money, I was on the dole for the first time in my life. I suppose then, this was sort of 2008-ish, And I got more involved with personal development about 2006. And, you know, one of the biggest things within personal development is they talk about gratitude a hell of a lot. So life was pretty bad for me. But yeah, I suddenly, you know, just one day the penny clicked. And I was like, dude, you know what? Every day you wake up, every night you go to sleep, you've got food in the fridge, you've got a roof over your head, and you've got clothes on the back. Yeah, there are millions, absolutely millions of people around the world that would give their right arm for that, you know. And that was the biggest wake-up call that I had to tell myself. I wouldn't listen to anybody else. I had to tell myself. I had to appreciate everything I had. So I think as soon as I realized and understood gratitude, it changed. My whole life changed. I looked at life differently. Now, people who are listening have got to appreciate, you know, I was, as I said, at the time here, I was like, what, 30? So it was like 8 years ago. So, you know, I wasn't a kid. I was an adult, you know, but I'd lived my life in some amazing ways, but not always the good ways. But it did. It kind of took me to be rock bottom before I understood it. You know, I'd come from very good jobs, having very good earnings, company cars, and had everything, you know. But I think when you've had everything and then you lose it, I think it really has that impact. And sometimes I think it takes that to really understand it. So, yeah, you know, I went from this beautiful house and just my bed was a sofa, a leather sofa for 18 months. I didn't have money for that. And as I said, you know, I started again, no internet connection, no laptop, no nothing. But it really was the fact that I needed to be grateful for life. And I'd still say it now, you know, and again, I know it's a sort of cliche, it's said a lot, but every morning when I wake up, I say thank you for allowing me to see another day. And when I go to bed at night, I say thank you ever so much for everybody that come into my life today. And I then go to sleep and I carry on. So one thing I'm just reaching forward here, one thing that I started doing back in 2009, if people can see it, again, this is spoke about a lot. It's my leather journal. And this has got pictures, it's got my goals, it's got absolutely everything in there. And again, we hear that a lot, but I would say to everybody, you know, get one, use it, do it, write your goals down, write your visions down, do absolutely everything. I've got a couple of things here which we talk about. And again, stuff like this, is it comes up in The Secret. But I've got two little gratitude stones here. This little blue stone I've had since I was about 19. And my dad was a factory worker. He was an upholsterer, so, you know, putting settees and stuff together. And one day I was helping him, and I was ripping a sofa together, pulling it apart. And I found that stone in there, and I kept it because it just means, you know, it was good quality time with my dad and I. So that's got a bit of a meaning, and that's kind of my gratitude in regards to, you know, I've got an amazing family. Thank you. And in this one, the first time I moved up to where I live now, I live quite close to the beach, which is beautiful. When I was walking along, and that stone just happened to be there. It's nothing special. But it was the first day of me living up here and completely changing my world, completely changing my life and everything around me. So, yeah, I am. And I'm a very spiritual guy. I mean, if people can see, I've got tons of tattoos and spiritual stuff all over me. But it really was. I know I've kind of diverted here already, but it really was just being grateful for life and appreciating everything that we've got. Because as I always say, there's always someone out there who's worse off. And that's so true. So true.
And so since that time, you've released an amazing book called No Excuses, No Limits. I've seen you know, some of your talks online. So you've been giving a lot of public speaking, and you're really making a difference in a lot of people's lives. Tell me a little bit about what your lifestyle looks like now, because I know that so many people look at what you're doing and say, wow, you know, I really wish I could do that. You shared with me something about how you spend 6 months of your year. And I was actually a little bit jealous of that. So I'm definitely going to have to add something like that to my aspirations. But, but yeah, definitely just like share a little bit about like, what does, you know, Paul's life look like, you know, today?
Yeah. I mean, you can see, I'm sat in my front room now. I've got my own property here where I live in Northumberland in the UK. My life is generally split now. I spend, and it's not that I'm a creature of habit and everything else. I generally spend 3 months of the year up here in my house here. My parents, as I said, and family live 300 miles away down London still. So I generally sort of try and spend sort of 3 months of the year with them down there. And then I know what I normally spend. For the last 3 years, I've spent 3 months of the year out in India. I got property out in India, in Goa. And then the other 3 months is for me to do what I want and go where I want. I do get a 6 month go to India, so I can spend 6 months out there. But yeah, the reason for that is I now support a child rescue charity called El Shaddai. And over the last, 16 to 20 years or so, they've rescued now about 8,000 kids. So I first went out to India, so only 3 years ago. And it was funny, my parents had been going out there for 10, 12 years or so. And again, in my vision book, I started this 2009, and in my vision book, in the first few pages, I put in there a picture of the Taj Mahal, that I wanted to go to the Taj Mahal. So I started this 6 months of starting a business with £2.87. So going to Taj Mahal, I knew wasn't going to be cheap. So, you know, it took a few years to get there. But yeah, so in 2012, my parents were like, Paul, we're going out to India for 6 weeks. I'm like, okay, cool, I'm going to come with you. And they went, what? I said, I'm going to come with you. And I went, right, okay, what, for a couple of weeks? I was like, no, man, I'm going to do the 6 weeks. And I'm like, all right. I said, well, you're retired, right? And they're like, yeah, of course. I said, well, you've spent, you know, you had to wait 65 years before you could do this for a 6 weeks holiday. I went, why don't we make it 2 months? I went, let's go out there for 2 months. And my dad was like, yeah, okay, great. I said, you know what, sod it. I went, let's go traveling. I said, let's go out there for 3 months. And everyone went, what? I went, yeah, come on. I said, let's go out there for 3 months. And they went, but what about the business? And I went, what about it? I went, I packed my laptop. I said, and I can just go out there and do it. And you know, even now, as I said, I've been doing this 8 years, and they still kind of like, what? What are you on about? So yeah, 2012 was my first experience of going out to India. You know, I went out there, as I said, for 3 months, went out to Goa, went to Mumbai, Delhi, and I worked my way all the way up, went to the Taj, and then all the way up to the Himalayas. I visited the last little house where Mahatma Gandhi wrote his last little book and note, which was amazing. You know, I was having power showers on the back of elephants. I was feeding wild monkeys. They were just coming up to me and taking them out of my hands. And while I was out there, yeah, I got involved with this charity, El Shaddai Charity. Absolutely loved what they do. And so for a couple of days initially, I was just on the beach fundraising, you know, talking to fellow holidaymakers, raising money for them, creating awareness for them. And it blew me away. The charity absolutely blew me away with what they do. And I just thought, you know what, this is my calling. You know, it's, I've always said my why is my family, which it is. I now feel, you know, El Shaddai have made me part of that family, and it was absolutely amazing. I've met some beautiful friends, some beautiful people. So yeah, I'm now in a position, so I packed my laptop up. I escape the UK winter, so I normally go January to March and go out there. And funny enough, I've just sent them an email this morning because I'm really looking to commit my future to them in regards. I want to be a fundraiser. I'm launching something very soon, which is going to be called the Business Makeover Academy, which I'll speak to you afterwards or maybe later. And part of that is I want to be taking fellow entrepreneurs out to India to really have a good mastermind session, set up their business strategy, but to get them involved with a charity, you know, to see a different side of things. And when I first went out there, you know, I just spoke about gratitude. Again, that really was wow. You know, I landed in Goa, and it's like a 45-minute drive from the airport to where I live out there now. And it was an emotional roller coaster. You know, I arrived at the house and I cried my eyes out because, you know, you were seeing these little kids, you know, in just such, well, I don't know, awful situations, awful places. They hadn't looked like, well, they looked like they hadn't been washed for, you know, since they were born. But yet, one thing I noticed was they were constantly smiling. They had nothing, but they were constantly smiling. It takes nothing to smile, you know. And to me, that was so amazing. And so that completely changed my life. You know, again, it took my life to another level. And it's thanks to the internet. You know, I'm a sales consultant. I do business coaching. But yeah, you know, this is what I do. I speak to people via Skype, you know, and I will map out their campaigns, their strategies. I will build it for them if they're not very good with technology. But I can do it wherever I want. You know, I really can. And, you know, this is like the fifth interview I've had in the last week. One again with a lady from Las Vegas, obviously yourself in America, three people here in the UK. I was asked to do a webinar last night for a mastermind group. So yeah, my life's completely changed, you know, considering I say, you know, I come from this corporate world. I failed in my first business, and then I started this 8 years ago with, I say, you know, with nothing. It's completely changed, and it's all thanks to the internet. You know, I now do, as I said, I get booked to speak as a professional speaker. I do a lot with schools, colleges, universities. I train them on LinkedIn and all sorts. So yeah, it's just been unreal, absolutely unreal.
That's awesome. And much like you, you know, I had just today, I've had a call with New Zealand this morning, which the funny thing was for me, it was, you know, I'm just getting up like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. For him, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning over there.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
After that, I had a call with Thailand. And now I've got a call with you, and you're over
the UK.
In the UK. So, you know, it's really cool. And
it's amazing.
My parents don't get it either, you know. And the funny thing is, I live in and rent out my childhood house from them. So they're like, we see rent checks coming in every month, but we have no clue where the money's coming from.
Another secret drug dealer.
Yeah. So I guess, what does it take to live a life of no limits? Like, how does somebody get from rock bottom to being able to spend, you know, 3 months in India, 3 months wherever they want traveling the world, and being able to create a business that supports that? Because I think ultimately it probably comes down to creating a business that allows you that freedom, right? Like, it's really hard to do that in a corporate 9-to-5 type job.
Okay.
But
sure.
What does it take to actually live no limits?
I think you've got to have, and again, I know this is cliche and everyone says it, you've got to have a big enough reason why. What is your why? You know, why do you want to do it? But you've just got to have, and funny, yesterday I was talking in a school yesterday to, I think there was about 36 sixth form young people there, so about 16-year-olds, I was talking there. And we was talking, I'm a massive risk taker. I'm a huge risk taker, you know, sometimes too stupidly risky. It's mental. But I think we have to kind of have that in us. You know, I don't know a single entrepreneur who's not prepared to take a risk. But you've got to have that inner belief. You know, if you haven't got that inner belief, and it's the same as a product, it's the same, you know, whether it be a book, a CD, DVD, audio, whatever, you've got to have that inner belief that you can make that difference. I'm not saying it's easy, you know, absolutely far from it. So I've been self-employed. Well, I've had this business 8 years, and I've been self-employed 9 years. But it took me about 4 years to really kind of get where I am, what I want to do, what I want to offer, and get my head around everything, you know, because I was a very traditional sales consultant, banging doors, cold calling and stuff like that. So I think you've got to have a clear understanding. I mean, there's two things that I say to everybody when it comes to business. It's one, you've got to be 100% clear on what problem that you're trying to solve for people, okay? Because as entrepreneurs, we can do so much, you know, absolutely so much. And you've also got to be 100% clear on why people should buy from you. Generally, the second answer on why people should buy from you is your story. You know, I mean, I've battled with depression, I've battled with anxiety and stuff like that. I've had counseling. Entrepreneurship can be lonely. It can be stressful. We can get depressed. So there's a lot of people that can relate there to me. You know, the technical side, the reason why I build people's strategies in the sales funnel, because the technology stresses people out. Now, I'm no techie guy. But the reason why I can do that is because I spent about 2 years learning it because I had no money, you know. So I had to do it. I couldn't outsource it. I had to learn it. So now I've learned it. It's a service that I can offer. So it really is. You've got to have that real inner belief. You've got to have that passion. You know, if people are just starting out in business, again, people will come to me and say, "Paul, I want to start in business, but I don't really know what to do." Very, very simple thing to do. Write down three hobbies, three interests, and three life experiences. There's potentially 9 businesses that you could do. Narrow those 9 businesses down to the three things that you love. Then narrow it down to one that you are 100% passionate about. The one that gives you the butterflies in the stomach. The one that when you talk about it, makes your hair stand up. It gives you the tingles on the back of your neck. It's going to give you that why, that purpose to wake up every morning. That's your business. If your business doesn't do that, or your idea doesn't do that, sorry, don't go into business. Because you've got to have the passion. You know, the reason why I build online strategies for people and online sales processes and stuff like that is because I know it's the lifestyle that it can bring to them. You know, people see me posting pictures of being out in India working with these kids, or going out to Portugal, or being down London. You know, it's not because I'm pushing my lifestyle down their throat. I'm still working, but I'm literally saying, look, guys, I've built this strategy. I've built this sales funnel, and it allows me to do it. You know, I could spend 3 months out in India, but I'm still going to work. I still get new clients, and I still do my coaching. I still do my consultancy. But you've got to have that inner belief. And I think that's the biggest thing these days. People don't. I think there's a lack of inner belief. There's a lack of confidence in people, you know, where they don't think where, you know, well, everyone's doing this, you know. Again, yesterday when there was six young lads, and I was talking to them yesterday about starting a new business, and I said to them, I just said, free interest, free hobbies, free life experience, etc. And they said, well, we love football, you know, we love football coaching and everything else. And I was like, awesome, set your business up with that. Their answer instantly was, everyone's doing that. I went, exactly. I said, how good is that? And they went, well, that's rubbish. I went, why is it rubbish? They went, well, everyone's doing it. I went, exactly, so you know it works. I went, what do you want to do? They said, well, we want to come up with something that no one's ever done. And I went, and you're going to fail. And they went, what? I said, you're going to fail. And they went, what do you mean? I said, there's a reason why it's not being done. And they went, why? I went, because there's no bloody interest in it. Excuse my French. I said, there's no one interested in it. You know, I said, don't go and reinvent the wheel. I said, look at something that's already happening and put your own spin on it. And what do you mean? I said, your unique selling point. I know that's very old school, but it's true. What is your unique selling point? It's me. It's an individual. It's my personal story. So I always say, you know, everyone can stop making excuses. You know, if you really want it, you will do it. You know, I've got a Facebook group, and a lady, I put a question in there last week. What's stopping you from having a successful online business? Her reply was time. I went, well, that's the most biggest, that's the worst excuse I've ever heard of. You know, I said, because we make our own time. I said, how many hours in a day do you want? You know, it's 24 hours in a day. Are you telling me that 24, okay, maybe 6 or 4 or 8 hours of it you're going to be sleeping, but can you not find 1 hour a day to learn this stuff, to implement this stuff? If you can't, then your life is in bits. It's in tatters, because if you haven't got an extra hour in a day to do this, it's ridiculous, you know? I'm not saying that business is only 1 hour a day, because it isn't. You know, as entrepreneurs, sometimes we work 12, 14, 16 hour days, you know. But if you can't find 1 hour a day, that's scary. You know? And I say to a lot of people when they say that to me, I don't have time. And I'm like, okay, so what are you going to do? Come 6 o'clock when you get home, what are you going to do? Subject to who they are, they might have young kids, you know, so it'd be bath or feed them, bath and put them to bed, whatever. And I'm going to probably sit down, I watch the TV or whatever. So I'm like, what? What, you're going to watch your soaps? You know, you're going to watch EastEnders, or you're going to watch Coronation Street, whatever you may have out in America, or you might watch the news. Oh, yeah, maybe. I'm like, well, I tell you what, you know, even if you already work at home and you're struggling, stop watching the news over a weekly period, and that will give you 7 hours a week completely free. Oh, right, well, I've never looked at it like that. I went, and that's your problem. You don't. You're not thinking like an entrepreneur. You're still thinking like someone in a corporate world. And you can't. You can't. Entrepreneurship is so different to that. You know, you're either an entrepreneur or you aren't. And everyone seems to be wanting to be, I should say. Everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, but it takes a certain person. So, yeah, it really is thinking, okay, yeah, let's forget the excuses. How badly do I want this? You know, it's not about the money. The money comes in time. You've got to give value. People, i.e. things like, be prepared to give value. Stop making excuses. Start believing in yourself and stop putting the limits in front of you. You know, I mean, on the top of my book, I've got, you can have the life and the business you've always dreamed of if you give up making excuses. And it's so true. You know, I'm not a long distance runner, but 3 years ago, I done a half a marathon.
Wow.
You know, I'd been putting it off for, 5 years, 4 or 5 years. And I was like, you know what, dude, you're writing a book about the excuse culture, but yet you keep putting it off. Just do it. register. So I registered and I ended up raising just over £500 for Oxfam, the charity, and I run 13.2 miles. I've done half a marathon. If you want it bad enough, you'll do it. If you don't, you'll keep making excuses. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, so and I guess there is no way to, you know, push ourselves into wanting something. I mean, that just means that it's something that we shouldn't be chasing because we just don't want it. And, you know, so that's where the idea of like the wantrepreneur comes up is, you know, they want it for all the wrong reasons, I think. But two biggest excuses I hear, just like you were saying, time is one of them and then money is the other. So I'm curious to hear what you say about, you know, money as far as getting things off the ground. I mean, when I started the podcast, obviously there were some expenses. I had to get a microphone. I had to get, you know, a webcam. I had to make a website. And fortunately, a lot of these skills were things that I had, right? But like, you still have to pay for, you know, the site that hosts your podcast and a lot of other things and conferences and coaching and stuff to learn. So how do we, you know, what do you have to say as far as, because I know you had an experience where you had like $2 in your pocket and that's all you had, you know, how do you start from nothing?
Okay. So literally, I mean, now all I done, this sounds, sorry, I said that quite blasé, but so literally what I done, I knew that I failed in my first business so badly because I'm a salesman. That's what I do. So that's why I'm a sales consultant. And I've now learned about the internet sales funnels, etc. But as a sales consultant, I failed my first business because I was constantly selling to people and I was annoying them. So, you know, times had changed back in 2008 with all this internet. It's about this like, love, trust, relationships and everything else. But suddenly, you know, only sort of 8-9 years ago, although we've been in this information publishing world for, you know, for decades, suddenly, you know, in the last 10-20 years, information publishing become huge, you know, i.e. ebooks, digital books, digital ebooks, digital downloadable products and stuff like that. So literally it was purely by off chance that the guy who lived above me, he allowed me to use his internet connection, which I'm, you know, forever grateful for. And I literally, I searched the internet and I come across a webinar, and this webinar who was doing doing a webinar on joint ventures and products, how to sell your own product, how to create and sell your own products via joint ventures. I had no idea what a joint venture was at the time, you know. Obviously, I knew what a product was, but yeah, I didn't have one. So the main thing he spoke about was finding people who had a group of customers who would be interested in your product. I was like, well, that sounds dead easy. I'm sure I could do that, but I still don't have a product. So after the webinar, I literally then spent probably the next couple of months just making notes, jotting stuff down. I'm just going to reach down here. Excuse me, guys. I started making notes and jotting stuff down of the mistakes that I'd made, kind of my mentality, and absolutely everything over the last few years within the business. And before I knew it, if anyone can see this, I created my first ever ebook, which I called The Difference Between Success and Failure. So I wrote that and I was like, wow, hang on a minute. This is like my little ebook. This is my first ever product. I was like, now I need to sell it. And I was like, hang on. So this dude was speaking about reaching out to people to do joint ventures. So I then searched on the internet and I made a list of 50 people, 50 people in the UK who I believed had the suitable customers or clientele, however you like to call them, who would be interested in my product. I sent out 50 emails, 14 come back, all said, yes, I'd love to work with you. And I said to them, and I explained my story. I said, look, this is who I am. I failed in business. I want to start again. I got £2.87 in my bank. I'm on the dole for the first time in my life. I've got no customers, no website. I'm sharing someone's internet connection, but I believe this product could help your customers. All I asked for is I'd split it 50-50 or 60-40, 70-30, whatever you want. But anyone who buys it, I would like to keep their name and details, please. So as I said, 14 come back. 13 of them said, I'd love this, but I can't do anything for the next 3 to 4 months because I'm really busy. And one guy, Tim, turned and said, Paul, I love this. Let's hook up on Skype. I want to talk about this and we could do this soon. So I spoke to this guy on Skype. And again, that was kind of my first real experience on Skype. And Tim's like, look, send me over the ebook. Let me have a look. So send it over. He come back and said, yeah, awesome, love this. He said, we're going to do a webinar. And I went, okay, cool. I was going to, I said, you do the webinar, I'll sit and listen and do it. He went, no. He went, you're going to do the webinar. I went, no. I went, I've never done a webinar in my life. He went, you're a salesman. I went, right. I said, but I've never done a webinar. He said, oh, well, first time for everything. I was like, oh, damn, okay. So he put this webinar together. I'd done the webinar. It was the worst sales pitch at the end I'd ever done in my life. I just talked about stuff that was in my book, the mistakes I'd made. And at the end of this webinar, I was like, look, guys, you know, I've kind of put this product together. I've called it the difference between success and failure. Like, you can just click this button, and if you want it, you can go and get it if you want. You know, it's kind of entirely up to you. And that was pretty much as good as the sales pitch went. And, you know, Tim was laughing. He's like, dude, you're a salesman. That was terrible. We sold 128 products. And I was like, wow, hang on. This stuff works. So I know it's a bit of a long story, a long answer. But what I'm saying is that I took time to write this ebook on a Word document. From a Word document, I changed it to a PDF. At the time, there was sites out there. Fiverr, I believe, was just getting going, like Odesk and all these freelance sites. Tim was very fortunate where he was like, look, we can get you up, knock you up a little squeeze page thing, so we can sort all of that out. So, you know, even now, I was just saying before we started this thing, I've just been on Fiverr now to get some new book covers designed. So although, you know, I was very grateful because Tim helped me a lot. He was like, look, I've got all of this. We'll set you up a squeeze page and we can do it for you. But even now, you know, I don't recommend to anybody, obviously, starting a business on, you know, with $2 or $3 in the bank account. But it is so cheap. You can go to Fiverr.com and you can outsource stuff. You know, you can get a squeeze page put up. You can get a website put up. Hosting, I use HostGator, which I think is about $19 a month, something like that. You know, I use Aweber for my email marketing. Again, it's about, I don't know, $20 a month. But you can even use MailChimp, which is free. You know, there's loads of free resources. One of my biggest strategies that I put together for fellow consultants and coaches, which is a highly converting sales funnel to help them sell consultancy from sort of $6,000, $10,000 upwards, is just done using Optimized Press and done using SurveyMonkey. You know, SurveyMonkey is free. So there's a ton of resources out there that's free. Now, the biggest problem that people say is, I can't build a website. Well, if you've got, I don't know, I think it's about $100, you could go and get Optimized Press. Inside Optimized Press, James Dyson and his team have put a load of how-to videos in there, so you can watch them. You can go onto YouTube and watch a load of how-to videos, how to do it. So there is absolutely no excuse these days, you know, on why you can't knock up a website, why you can't have some sort of email campaign, why you can't create a product. You know, we're using Skype. This is completely free. You know, you're recording this. There's a product. You know, there is absolutely no excuse whatsoever in this day and age on why you can't start a business. You don't need a load of money. The problem that people have now is they want instant results. You know, the whole internet and this whole internet marketing thing has kind of put this idea into people that it is going to be literally, you know, a click here and I'm going to make a load of money. And I'm going to tell you now, you ain't. You know, and whether you like that or not, you're not going to make a load of money straight away because people have no idea who you are. Okay, you've got to sell your story. You've got to market yourself. You've got to be able to do that. And if you don't, you're going to fail. And that's me being as blunt as you want. But there is no excuse on why you can't start. And in time, the money will come. And you can upgrade your website. You can upgrade your stuff. That's what's called marketing, guys. Okay, because as you grow your business, your story gets bigger. You know, my story starts, as we've just said, starting with £2.87. I'm now on track within the next 12 months to do over 265K. You know, so my business has grown, but yet I still keep everything simple. But yet that's part of marketing. When you get a new logo, tell people. When you changed your website, tell people. You know, so you can start it cheap. You don't need a ton of money. You know, I'm sat here, obviously looking at yourself. You've got great headphones on. You've got great equipment. You had the money to be able to do that. And unfortunately, you know, there will be people out there going, damn, I really want all of that. But you don't need it. I've got my little headphones here that I just sling in my phone.
And it sounds, you know, just fine.
Exactly. I have got, and I'm being very lazy because I have got, and you know, my obviously decent mic here, but I was being very lazy. That's turn off. That's attached to my iMac in front of me. So, you know, I'm very grateful because I can sit here and I'm doing this interview. I've got a fantastic and a very beautiful MacBook Pro and I'm using these. I've got a 21-inch iMac in front of me with that. But this sounds the same. As yeah. you just said, you know, you don't need a load of stuff. And I think that is the biggest excuse, I think, one of the biggest excuses. I mean, you've mentioned money, you've mentioned time, but the biggest thing, one of the biggest things is technology. And it's just procrastination, you know, because people are, I need this technology. No, you don't. Why? Just go and do it, dude. Just get your message out there. Twitter's free, Facebook's free, YouTube's free, you know, LinkedIn's free, Pinterest is free, Snapchat's free. You know, we're surrounded by incredible stuff that I only wish I had when I started. You know, because when I started, Facebook and Twitter, this is going to make me sound really old. Facebook and Twitter wasn't even there. You know, it's just getting going. You know, so there is no excuse in this world. Not anymore. Not anymore. Use videos. You know, like I say, make videos. Do podcasts. Yeah. I've not got any special camera in front of me. I'm using the built-in camera on my laptop.
Right.
You know, so it is. And as we've just said, you know, people make excuses. And the reason why I believe people make excuses because they don't want it enough. They're fearful. They're scared. You know, that's scared. What are people going to say to me when I start saying, I'm doing this? What happens if I become successful? What are people going to say? You know, well, I tell you now, there's two things people say when you become successful. One of them, they love you. And the other one, they can't stand you. You know, you're going to get haters, you know, and I'm getting more and more as time goes on. And I've had some awful people in the last few weeks. I was on a webinar last night, you know, and some people made some great feedback. And I was a guest doing, I was a guest speaker doing it. And other people, you know, there's a picture of me when I was battling with depression on my sofa. I'd broken my foot. And apparently people were taking a piss and abusing me with that. You know, get over it. Why are they saying it? Because they're jealous. You know, it's life. We're always going to get people jealous. But don't make excuses. Yeah, do not make excuses. Because if you want it, you will go and do it. If you don't want it, you'll keep making excuses and you will constantly put limits in front of you. I can't do this because I won't be able to do it because, you know, I say that at the front of my book. I've listed a few excuses from one of my first businesses, if I can find it. And this isn't a plug. It's good to see that I can work my way around my own book. I don't even know what page it is. So I've got here, I was like, okay, so we all have excuses in life, right? And these are just some of the random excuses that I come across in life. I'm not doing my homework because, you know, well, we've all said that as kids. My reason because is because I wanted to play football. Simple as that. You know, I'm not going out today because I couldn't make the interview because my battery died on my phone, so I couldn't. It's raining, so I can't. I missed the bus, so I couldn't. I don't want to work because. You know, it's like these are common excuses. People say these so blasé. But they're an excuse. Get over it. Get over yourself, man. You know, you either want it or you don't. You either want it or you don't. It's as simple as that.
I think that's the best way to round this all out. And I just wanted to add to what you said about, you know, your equipment and how you don't have to buy anything fancy. You know, when I first started with the podcast, I had just the webcam built into my computer. And I had just my earbuds. And then I worked up to, there was a microphone before this one, actually, that I threw out like last week. That was like a $60 USB microphone. Sounded great. Yeah. Turns out that it was a piece of junk because it would crap out after about 30 minutes and then it just would stop working. So, you know, and so you upgrade and eventually you realize the value in like, you know, this is $150 microphone. And it's like, you know, getting started, I didn't have to have this, right? Like, this is more of just, like, it's nice. It makes my voice sound a lot better.
Yeah, but
there's no reason why I had to start with this.
No, exactly. But as a podcaster, again, it's part of your journey. It's part of your story, you know? So people that want to be doing podcasts, and that's why I got that, to do podcasts. I've just never got around to doing a podcast. Here's my excuse. But it is, you know, it's part of your story. It's part of your journey. You know, you started a podcast with ABC products, and now you've grown your business, you've grown your products, and you've got X, Y, and Z products, you know, and that's it. It's part of marketing, part of your story, part of your journey. So it is, you know, it's something I say to everybody is that the life that you have led until now doesn't have to be the only life you lead. The only thing that is going to stop you from changing tracks and going in a different direction is you, because you're going to keep making excuses and you're going to keep going down the same path, you know. But as I said, if you really, really want it, if you want to make a difference in the world, you'll do it. Okay, and that's what you need to do. You need to want to make a difference in the world. You know, we're going back and we're finishing on here, going back to India. So I was out there this year, and I'm now, like I say, really looking to commit to them to create, to get more sponsors, to start fundraising. I want to get them a ton of media. But this year when I went out there, I spoke to them, we're now looking to build a call center out there. So, you know, my big goal is I want the call center out there so we can eventually to have, which is a huge goal, but I want to have 600 of these kids in this call center in Goa. I want to offer them safe and secure futures, you know, where we can offer them work, where they can not only as a call center, but they could be an outsource center offering social media services, social media marketing, sales, customer service and stuff like that. So that's my big goal. That's my vision. You know, the more people I can help change their businesses, you know, and more content I can give, the more I can attract, the more time it allow me to go out there and make my dreams come true. And that is to make a difference out in Goa, out in India, to give these young people a good, safe, secure future for jobs and their families. And that's what you need to do. You need to have a why. You need to, as I said, you need something to get yourself out of bed.
That's really cool. And thank you so much for sharing, you know, both your story and your history, but also your dreams and aspirations and where you want to go with this. Because I think that we need more people like you to do that. You know, it's not enough to just say, I want to build a business and make money. You have to want to make a difference in the world too. And and you're definitely well on your way, and you're already doing so much of that. And
thank you.
So I think that you're an amazing person to look up to, and I'd love for you to share with everybody, you know, do you have any resources online or where they can find your book and learn more about what you're doing? That would be great.
Thank you very much. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I mean, go to my personal website, which is just www.paul-wakefield.co.uk. That's just W-A-K-E-F-I-E-L-D. They can get a copy of my book on there. They can download that. They can get a free 90-minute strategy call. They can get a 90-minute coaching call. There's going to be a lot more videos and stuff going on there, because I've just recently updated it and I'm doing a lot more content. But yeah, they can go there. They can reach out to me. Or if they just Google No Excuses, No Limits book, you know, they can obviously download and go straight there. So yeah, you know, thank you ever so much. I really appreciate this. I'm glad that we've hooked up. You know, we're staying in contact. I'd like to speak to you about a few things, but thank you very much. And to the listeners, you know, I hope I've been able to give a little bit of value there. But as I said, and I'll leave it on this note, you know, the life you have led until now doesn't have to be the only life that you lead. Your dreams can come true. You just have to stop making excuses and go for it.
And today's the day to make that decision.
Definitely, definitely.
Thanks for being here, Paul, and we'll definitely talk to you soon.
Definitely. Thanks ever so much, mate. Appreciate it.